And on the phone, we've got WLFI meteorologist David Seipel. David, thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, no problem, Kevin and Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Well, we had a chance to talk to you for the first time about a month ago as we had what we kind of call Snowmageddon around here.
Right.
And we just thought it would be a nice opportunity if you had a chance to talk to us this morning. We appreciate you making the time. And, of course, and picking your brain for a little of your expertise. I watched you on television this morning, and it looks like this is something that we can all probably handle if we're just pretty smart, right? It's not going to be the big one.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kevin. You know, we the last few weeks, and funny enough how this these winter storms have been coming in on every Thursday. You know, it's just kind of how these patterns have been going. Oh, which is totally normal. You know, things happen like this in the winter. But this one seems to be on the lower end. I mean, it's kind of evident, too. The National Weather Service hasn't even issued any winter weather advisories or warnings for any of our area. I think the closest winter storm warnings are in southern Illinois. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they went ahead and issued an advisory. And the advisory usually goes for about, they say 3 to 5 inches of snow expected, but it's optional for 2 to 4 inches, which that's likely where my thoughts are going, 2 to 4 inches for most of the area. But again, it's the impacts that even an inch of snow could occur on roadways will definitely cause some slick conditions. So we'll be watching it closely, though.
Will all this be pretty much moved out of here by Friday? Is that what we're looking at, Friday, maybe mid-morning or so?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're definitely seeing these kind of a two-round system, the first of which comes in kind of this afternoon, evening, probably about to after 6, 7, 8 o'clock from really southwest to the northeast. We're going to watch this kind of push northward through our area, and it'll probably likely start off as snow, then maybe warm up a little bit in the way of we could see some sleet, maybe some freezing rain as well. So even late tonight, if you're out traveling, even tomorrow morning, there might be a few slick spots, maybe about a half an inch of snow from the initial first push. We'll see a little break tomorrow, probably late morning, and then as we get toward the afternoon, by about 2 o'clock, 2 to 3, then we'll see that main push of moisture coming in that's along with this cold front. So, but the big driver, though, we're trying to see when that freezing rain, snow, and sleet line will push through the area. And I think at some point Friday early, we'll see mainly all snow for all the viewing areas.
So even if we do get some freezing rain and sleet, there's a good possibility that it's not going to be enough to do a lot of accumulation on the lines or anything?
Yeah, you know what? Like last week, last Thursday, we had that real icy event. I know in Lafayette, I was driving at about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we had that transition from rain to sleet. It really covered the roadways, and I think that could be another possibility with this storm system. By Thursday evening, we could see this rain-snow line push northward a little bit and put down just maybe a little layer of freezing rain, maybe some sleet, and then snow will likely come on top of that later. So, I mean, this is just an ever-evolving system. We were looking at just snow on Monday and Tuesday, and then things have really started to warm up on our computer model guidance. So we're, again, tracking that potential for some icy conditions and then snow on top of that, which, again, could cause for very slick roads.
Again, we're talking with WLFI meteorologist David Seipel. David, I kept hearing you talk this morning about the State Road 18 corridor. What about north of that, and what about south of that?
Yeah, so that's a great point. Chief Meteorologist Chad Evans talked about this last night. That Highway 18 is going to be a good kind of cutoff. I know we always, in Indiana, we always talk about the I-70 corridor, and right. I was always known north and rain south. Mm-hmm. But this time it looks like, you know, from Delphi and northward, it looks pretty good to the point where we're going to be seeing all snow in those areas, especially Thursday night. The latest high-resolution data that we've received this morning has pushed that even more northward. So the more sleet and freezing rain we receive, the less snow totals we'll get as well, which icing still is a very big deal in these areas. So north of Highway 18, yes, I think more snow will be likely. South of Highway 18, still kind of that uncertainty point of when that changeover to all snow will occur early Friday morning. So nonetheless, I think the bottom line here, just be prepared for slick travel Thursday night, late afternoon in the evening hours, and then again Friday morning.
And about the ice, again, we don't know for sure until things get a little closer to us. And then, like you said, the cutoff time and what is warm, what's above freezing. So we're not sure on the ice yet, but even, as you said, even a half inch of ice could do a lot of damage.
That's exactly right. And I'm looking at the model data right now, and it's even showing, you know, 0.04 of an inch of ice could be possible here in Tippecanoe County, even further south across Indianapolis, even down toward Frankfort, even showing close to about 1/10 of an ice. And that's enough to do a lot of significant impacts to roadways, even trees, branches, if it gets a little windy. I think wind gusts are supposed to get up to about 30 to 35 miles per hour. So even a little icing on tree branches could cause power outages, things like that. So it's just one of those things where it's going to come down to the last few hours of before this storm arrives, where the temperatures will be in the mid to lower levels of the atmosphere. And we'll be watching that closely as we have the last few weeks with some of these storms.
I think in less than a month, around Sunday, March 20th, we'll have first day of spring. So that's good to look at, just less than a month.
Exactly.
What are you guys looking at? Have you looked ahead much, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks?
Well, with my forecasting, I always love looking out maybe 2 weeks, but it's always a week out that I look at. I know Chad, the chief meteorologist here at WLFI, loves to look past, looks at a lot of climatological data, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love to focus on the next week, the next week and a half to 2 weeks. And it does look like next week we'll start to see a more spring-like pattern with another major cold front coming in maybe Friday, Saturday of next week. But thereafter, I think forecasting-wise, it's very, I don't want to say it's guesswork, but it's fuzzy.
A more uncertain.
Right.
Of course.
Well, you mentioned that these systems like to come in on Thursdays and Fridays, and it almost feels like Mother Nature is trying to tell us to go to a 4-day work week.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll be behind that one.
Either that or we know it's basketball sectional time, so we've got to get snow and winter weather, you know? So.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting, too, the Climate Prediction Center from the National Weather Service, they put out these 3 to 4 week outlooks, a 1 month outlook, and I'm looking at the data now, and weeks 3 to 4, and this was just put out, I think, last week, but that most of Indiana will be above normal, well above normal for precipitation for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh.
Looking out 1 month and even 3 months, we'll be well above average with rain and precipitation. So, you know, flooding will still be a huge concern, especially throughout the Wabash Valley, throughout the next several weeks, probably even into the next couple of months as well.
Yeah, that's something we just learned to live with when we get a lot of rain and snow. And it has to go somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. And with that frozen ground like this past week, you know, we had all that melt, it rained, and the frozen ground and all that runoff just went right into the river. So that's just going to be another big problem that we'll have to be watching closely, too.
Well, David, we always appreciate your time, and I want to tell the listeners, I hit you up early this morning on Facebook Messenger, so thank you for adjusting your time and taking a few minutes here with us this morning here on WILO.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for having me.